This is BayCare Health Chat, another podcast from BayCare Health System. Here's Melanie Cole.
Welcome, I'm Melanie Cole, and today we're discussing car seat safety. Joining me is Tanya Randolph. She's a children's wellness and safety specialist with BayCare. Tanya, I'm so glad to have you with us. This is such a great topic. Tell us a little bit about car seats and what's important for us to know. Any new changes in the recommendations that we should know about right now?
The newest recommendations is recommending to keep children rear-facing as long as possible. In the past, it was until the age of 2. Now, the recommendation again is to keep them rear-facing until they max out the weight and height limit for the rear-facing position of the car seat.
So then let's talk about the weight and height limit. So start with our little guys first. Let's talk about the rear-facing seats. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what they do, why they're so important, and what that height and weight restriction is so that we can keep them in those seats as long as possible.
Well, the reason why they're suggesting to keep them rear facing past the age of 2 is because it provides better protection for the head, neck, and spine in a car crash, and it cradles the child's body in a rear-facing crash. The car seat has, will perform what we call a ride-down effect, which will allow, again, the child to be cradled inside the car seat, which will protect their head, neck, and back.
So when can they be turned around? Give us really that height and weight, because parents don't know and they think, oh, maybe they've got a bigger child, but really the child is still very young or really shouldn't be turned around forward.
Well, it all depends on the manufacturer's recommendations for the car seat. Most car seats that's out on the market will allow rear facing up to 40 pounds. Some will allow up to 50 pounds. Again, it varies from manufacturer to manufacturer as well as the height position. So when parents are concerned or want to keep their child rear facing longer, we refer to the manufacturer's instructions.
So what about for our little guys adding things to the car seat, like pillows and blankets? You know, should kids be kind of in minimum wear when they're in those seats?
Yes, it is recommended not to add or modify the car seat in any type of way unless it's a product that comes directly from the manufacturer. During the winter months, we recommend placing children in thin sweaters, no bulky jackets or blankets when you're harnessing the child in, because the whole purpose of the car seat is to make sure that the harnesses is placed as close to the child's body as possible. So adding thick blankets and jackets and coats during the winter actually takes away from the protection that may be provided in a car crash. And when you add the toys or the different non-regulated products like the head inserts or the harness covers, again, it's taken away from the protection that the car seat may provide in a car crash.
So when can parents turn the child around? Because that's really a big question that they have. And then we'll get into when they can go to booster seats and when they can even sit in the seat with just a seatbelt. But when can they turn them around? Is it based more on height and weight, or is age play a factor as well?
Age, weight, and height can play a factor in it. Most car seats, again, will tell you at the age of 2, you can turn them forward-facing. Some of them tell you 1 year, 22 pounds, 28 inches. So, again, it just all varies on the parents. We go with that longer recommendation, keeping them rear-facing minimum to age 2 or until they outgrow the seat, height, or weight, whichever comes first.
What should we be looking for, Tanya, when we're buying a new car seat? In most hospitals, you can't even leave without a car seat that's properly placed when you have your newborn. What do parents look for when they are buying their first car seat? And is it okay to buy them at a garage sale or to use somebody else's? Tell us a little bit about that.
As far as recommendations when shopping for car seats, we tell parents to look for a car seat that they will be comfortable with making changes to the car seat, as well as one that's compatible with their vehicle that they will be able to install correctly each and every time if they remove the seat for any reasons. We tell parents to look at the height and weight limit of the car seats to make sure they can use the seat for a longer period of time, because as we know, car seats can be very expensive. And again, some of the seats that extend to higher weight and height limits will be able to be used for a longer period of time in the rear facing position. As far as used car seats, car seats you don't know the history on, we don't recommend purchasing car seats from thrift stores, consignment stores, yard sales, or flea markets because you don't know the full history of the car seat. What you would be looking for is to make sure that the car seat hadn't been involved in a car crash, that the padding and harnesses hadn't been changed out of the car seat, that the harnesses haven't been washed in the machine or with chemicals. So it's kind of hard to determine all those factors if it's a used car seat and you don't know the original owner of the car seat.
What a great point, Tanya. And as every parent who has had children go from the forward-facing to a booster seat knows that kids are eager to get out of those car seats and get into a booster seat and then get rid of that booster seat as fast as they can. My kids were little, and so I didn't let them out of those car seats and then the booster seats till they were like 12 years old. They hated me. But what about that? When can we put them in booster seats from that front facing? What is supposed to be the height limit for that so the seatbelt can fit properly?
Most parents believe once the child is about 8 years old, 4'9" tall, that they can be placed into a seatbelt. They would outgrow their booster seat at that point. Again, the recommendations have all changed, so we're actually recommending that parents keep the children in booster seats until they outgrow the seat with the height or weight limit. Typically, booster seats will go anywhere up to 80 pounds. Some will go up to 125 pounds and up to 57 inches. So again, the recommendation was to keep them in that seat, in the booster seat, until they maxed out weight or height, whichever came first.
Where is the seat belt supposed to hit a child as they sit in the booster seat and then even transitioning them to just a plain old back seat? How is that seat belt supposed to sit across their chest?
Should fit right across the collarbone, right on the child's collarbone, and the lap belt would go on the lower hip area of the child.
When you talk to parents about all of this and they have questions about whether they should register their car seat or should they put informational stickers on car seats in case of emergency, what's some good advice you tell parents about using car seats safely?
We definitely recommend that parents register their car seat, even if it's a used car seat that you receive from a family member or friend, just to ensure that you're notified of future recalls on car seats. So we definitely encourage parents to make sure that they register their car seat with the manufacturer, because again, if it's recalled, they don't have to go through a third party. The company will contact them directly as far as the recall and what they need to do to repair the recall or if the seat needs to be replaced. As far as having the seat checked, we always tell parents to schedule an appointment with the technician if they, you know, want to make sure the car seat's installed correctly. And then we also refer them to the manufacturer's websites because most of them now have videos on how to install the car seat if parents have those questions.
Where can parents find out more? Tell us a little bit about the Children's Wellness and Safety Center.
Our Children's Wellness and Safety Center has a child passenger safety program where we provide car seat inspections, as well as we have a car seat safety program where we partner throughout Hillsborough County, where we provide car seats for families that's in need. Our car seat inspection programs are scheduled directly through our contact center. Each appointment is about 45 minutes long. The parents come in. We like for them to try to practice installing the car seat into their vehicle. If they're uncomfortable with that, they can wait until they actually come to their appointment. And what it is, the technician takes out time to go over the car seat. There are different options as far as how to install the car seat into the car, make adjustments that need to be made. They'll do a demonstration on how to install the car seat into the vehicle. The tech will remove the car seat out and then allow the parent the opportunity to do the final install of the car seat just to make sure they completely understand, again, how to install the car seat if it's ever removed for any reason.
Then wrap it up for us, Tanya. It's really great information. What do you tell parents every single day about car seat safety and the importance of following those recommendations and keeping our kids rear-facing for as long as possible?
Always encourage our parents again to make sure we're following the manufacturer's instructions. Rear facing will provide better protection for the child in the car crash. A lot of parents are concerned with how the child's foot will hit the back of the seat. And again, we just encourage them, rear facing, longer the better. They won't know the difference. Some kids like the crisscross applesauce, and we just want to make sure that the parents are using the car seats correctly.
Thank you so much. It's really great information and so important for parents to hear. To learn more about the Children's Wellness and Safety Center, please visit baycare.org for more information. That concludes this episode of BayCare Health Chat. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the other BayCare podcasts. I'm Melanie Cole.